There seems to be a sort of unseemly alliance between junior whips in the Labour Party and the Tory Party to unseat the most reformist of the Speaker candidates, which is John Bercow, from getting elected today. And basically, what is appears to be happening is that a lot of Tories are being told, vote for Margaret Beckett and joining in with some Labour MPs on this side, get her a big vote. And then at the last minute, switch to the one Tory that's not Bercow, with the aim of making sure Bercow isn't in the run-off. And it's a really sort of it's the sort of thing that gives Parliament a terribly bad name, you know, fixing again for people who don't want sort of massive change after the expenses scandal. And certainly there's a lot of talk, but and it's been confirmed by both Labour and Tory sources that this is going on.
Well, the last thing Parliament needs at the moment is any further whiff of scandal, because the next Speaker is going to need to restore trust in Parliament. And the candidates themselves are under particular pressure to be squeaky clean on expenses, aren't they?
Yes, and the problem is that a lot of them, unfortunately, have been exposed. I mean, yesterday in the Sunday Telegraph, both had a go at the leading candidates, Bercow, Beckett, and Alan Beath, whose tactics is he knows he won't be top of the poll, but hopes to hang on in until enough people have switched so he might win in the last moment. And frankly, this again looks as though, you know, Parliament's electing one of their own who's going to you know not push through reforms. The other point has been made to me that 7 out of the 10 candidates are over 65. There's very little young blood. I mean, Bercow is younger, under 50, and the youngest one is Parmjot Dhanda, who's an interesting candidate because he is the only one from an ethnic minority. And people who attended the hustings said he came off best as a breath of fresh air, but no one thinks he's going to have enough votes from MPs to get there.
It is a secret ballot, though, isn't it? So hopefully that will avert some of the more sort of nefarious tactics in this election.
Yes, it's much better than last time, that when Mike Martin was elected, it was a public vote, and frankly, this was seen as totally disastrous. So the secret ballot may well mean that Tories are being put under pressure to vote for a Labour speaker to stop Bercow, may in the privacy of the polling booths actually not follow that pressure because they know they won't be able to check up on them. So there is a chance that this unseemly plot may be partially derailed by a decent piece of democracy.